Hi, I'm David Greer, and you're watching the Live Big broadcast. Did you know that tears are a part of God's plan? Sounds ridiculous, right? This morning, our teaching will be held in our youth wing, only a few more weeks until we can hold services in our new state-of-the-art sanctuary. But until then, let's tune in to this astounding teaching and find out why together.
Today we're going to be in Psalms 125, beginning with verse 1, and we are going to look at the entire Psalms. It's only like 6 or 7 verses. Verse 1, when the Lord brought back, other translations read, when the Lord restored our fortunes. More literal translations say, when the Lord brought back or restored our prosperity. You see, if you never experience loss, you will not appreciate gain. If you never felt pain, you'll never appreciate pleasure. And if you never had to wait, you'll never be able to enjoy the moment. It's our willingness to wait that not only reveals the value we place on the thing that we're waiting for, but it deepens our ability to enjoy it. Amen. And this word when lets us know that there was some time that took place between the promise and the fulfillment. When the Lord. It's one thing when we do things in our own strength. But when the Lord does it, it's flawless. It's perfect. It is watertight, unsinkable, and incontrovertible. The psalmist says, unless the Lord builds the house, he who labors, labors in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awakened. Vain. And the writer says, when the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? And David goes on and says, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up alive. If it had not been for the Lord. When the Lord brought back the captivity. How many of us in this room have ever been captive to anything? Stuck in a place you just couldn't get out. How many have ever faced people stronger than you? More connected than you? More ruthless than you? And your quality of life was at their mercy. How many of us have ever had moments of captivity, moments of confinement, moments of imprisonment, moments where we wanted freedom more than anything else in the world? When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion. In the Bible, the term Zion represents God's people. And in the New Testament, God's kingdom. But what I want you to see, even in Zion, that there'll be moments that we feel stuck. Moments we will feel trapped. Moments we will feel helpless and surrounded by circumstances larger than ourselves. But I want to tell you something this morning. I was young, but now I'm old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. He who promised is faithful. He who upholds you will keep you. He is God above all. When the Lord, it was just a matter of time. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like men who dreamed. You see, God never promised it would be easy, but he does promise it will be worth it. We were like men who dreamed. If the promises of God on your life do not stretch your imagination, you have not heard from God yet. And when that thing finally comes to pass, you'll have, pinch me, I must be dreaming, moments. He says, then. You see, everyone celebrates the then, but they don't know the back when. Everyone wants what you have, but they don't know what it costs. Everybody wants your fruit, but they have not developed the roots needed. To endure. Then our mouth was filled with laughter. Not just smiles, but laughter. Mercy so unexpected, so amazing, so singular, it could only be vocalized in grunts, snorts, chuckles, giggles. Then our mouths were filled with laughter. And our tongue was singing. Because I can't fly, I sing. Because words aren't enough, I sing. Because life's too short to be angry, I sing. God honors our work, but oh, how he loves it when we sing. There was a when, and then they got to the then. But watch what happened when they got to the then. Then they said amongst the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The miracle in your life is not only for you, but for those watching. The miracle in your life is not only for you, but for your testimony. Then they said amongst the opposing nations, the Lord has done great things, and we are glad. This was one of the moments in Israel's history that the rumors were true. And they actually had to agree with the word on the street. Yeah, you know what? You're right. God has done great things. And when I look back over my life, and I'm sure when you look back over your life, you have to admit God has made better choices for me than I could ever make for myself. God has done great things. But watch for. God's already begun the process of bringing back their captivity, but in four, they take it to the next level. They say, bring back our what? Captivity. So they were saying, Lord, I see what you're doing, but Lord, do it big. But you see what happens when you've been in captivity for a little while, when you've been down for a little while, when you've had to cry for a little while, when you had moments, why God, why? When God, when? How long, God, how long? It's easy to forget how big God is. But when your joy comes back, so will your dreams. And the joy has come back to their hearts. So they start to cry out to God big prayers. Bring back our captivity, oh Lord, watch this, not just a little bit, but as the streams in the south. Now that's blind to most of us because we don't live in Israel. But southern Israel was arid and virtually a desert during the summer months. But when the rains came, torrents would flow and there'd be flash floods throughout the entire area. And what they were praying, listen, I'm talking twofold. I'm talking about what God's doing here, but let me tell you something, God doesn't care about a church building, he cares about church people. And what he's doing here is what he's gonna do with you. And they were saying, God, turn my captivity so suddenly, so powerfully, like a flood, and do it in a place and with people that only heaven can get credit for it. They said, Lord, I appreciate the small things, and I'm not, I don't even want to make light of it. Yeah, it's a big thing you have done, but don't stop there. Do it like streams in the south. Do it where it's obvious, cannot be overlooked. Do it big, God.
You're watching the Live Big broadcast. Stay right there. You do not want to miss the second half of this teaching.
Question: how do you get God to stop for you and give special attention to your situation? What does it take to stand out in the crowd and get God-sized results? Find the answers to these questions and more in Derek Greer's latest book, When God Stops. This one-of-a-kind book highlights eight hidden figures from the Bible who show us how to dream, think, and live the type of life that God not only notices, but one that he rewards. Not only that, but in this book, Derek Greer shares his personal journey like he never has before. Hear his testimony and go beyond what you see to get the real story behind Derek Greer's most life-changing moments with God. So jumpstart your faith today. Learn how to get God's special attention and see God-sized results in your life. Go to whengodstops.com today. That's whengodstops.com to find out more.
And then in verse 5, he says something important. He says, those who sow in tears, as if this is an explanation and the reason or the grounds they knew God would answer this prayer. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Now, this is important because this is still done today. There were many farmers, not every farmer, but many farmers that would first soak their seed in water for 12 to 24 hours before they planted that seed in the ground. And that practice has gone on for thousands of years, and gardeners are encouraged to do that today. And I even looked it up, and I looked at the studies, and what they found was soaking seeds decreases germination time and increases germination rates. The folks that this was written to understood this. It's the seed soaked in tears that are always most likely to grow. Stop asking God to do things you really don't care about. But when it comes from the heart, God is faithful. Watch six. He who continually. You see, the problem with tears, particularly in the more recent generations, is when tears come, we quit. Because we fear we're not supposed to cry. It's not supposed to hurt. It's supposed to be easy. God, if you love me, it'd be like that. He who continually, when it comes to tears, again, we quit. But the key to your tears working for you and not against you is found in that word continuing. Perseverance is doing the right thing and what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like doing it. And I want to say something to you today, that tears are part of God's plan. It's those tears that are going to cause what wouldn't be to germinate and become. I wish this walk with Christ was just a logical head thing. And I could just make a decision and a choice and kind of be like a computer. What's difficult is sometimes it hurts. And sometimes you got to cry. But many times when we have tears, we feel like we've been abandoned. Lord, if you were there, I wouldn't weep the way I weep. But you don't realize God's still accomplishing his purposes. He's soaking the tears. He's soaking the seed better that's about to go into the ground. And there's a purpose and there's a function in it all. But he who continually, he who doesn't quit, he who hangs in there, goes forth weeping. Sometimes you feel tired. But know your tears are watering your seed. Sometimes you'll feel angry. But know your tears are watering your seed. Sometimes you'll feel hurt. Sometimes you'll feel crazy. But those tears, as far as heaven's concerned, is watering your seed. So if I learn one thing in my life, is keep on walking even though you're weeping. Keep on sowing, trying to do right and do good even when it hurts. Because God will turn what feels like personal weakness into strength. God will flip it. You felt you lost because you wept. No, you were winning in that moment because God bottled up every tear and he poured it on every prayer. And because God heard, you will see life. He who continually goes forth weeping, watch this, bearing seed. The King James Version says precious seed. And again, David says in the Psalms that God puts our tears in bottles of remembrance. The challenge is when you hurt, you want to make it all about you. And you don't want to give, you don't want to pour out, you don't want to be a blessing. But you see, it's not just those who sow. It's those who sow when seed is precious, when it costs you something. When by the handful, though it hurts, you're slinging out seed. By the handful, you're going deep down inside. God, I could have ate that. I could have done something different. But Lord, I'm going to trust you and throw out the seed. Then it said you got to be walking. You got to be moving still. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stay in bed. Don't lock yourself in your room. Keep reaching in deep, throwing out the seed. Throwing out the seed. And your tears become water. The angels begin to watch. And every seed is precious.
Yes.
Because God knows what it costs you in his sight. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, Watch this. Shall doubtless. If you will willingly sow through it and continue despite it, how differently you will end up when everything is over. Shall doubtless. My Bible says that we serve a God that still works all things together for good. Shall doubtless. Can you say with me, no doubt? Look at your neighbor and say, no doubt. No doubt. Shall doubtless. It is inevitable, unavoidable, inescapable, inexorable, big word. But no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, you shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. If you have to cry while you sow, don't sweat it. Because according to my Bible, if you hang in there, you will get the last laugh. I like what Winston Churchill he said this in a time where he said, if you're going through hell, keep on going. Keep on walking. Keep on moving. You got to go through the night to get to the morning. Shall doubtless bringing his harvest, his sheaves, his wheat with him. The fruit you can see is always the result of a root you cannot see. And when we show up for God in faith, he will always show us his faithfulness. Jesus said, he said, wisdom is justified of her children. Meaning no one can argue with results. Stay down till you come up, but keep on going. Because he who promised is faithful. And what I want to say to you is what he did for us corporately, he's about to do for you individually. You think it's just a cliche. But God literally spoke to me, my heart, and said, Derek, what you make happen for my house, I'll make happen for your house.
That is amazing. It is the seeds soaked in tears that are most likely to grow. The fruit that people can see is always the result of a root people cannot see. Sometimes it hurts, sometimes we want to quit, and sometimes we want to cry. But no matter what, keep on walking through the weeping and know that God knows what it costs us. When we show up for God in faith, he will always show us his faithfulness in return. Be sure to stay connected with us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get the latest updates and teachings on social media from Derek Greer Ministries. Also, log on to derekgreer.com to receive impactful teachings that can help remove barriers that are keeping you from walking in God's best. Our announcer is coming with more information.
Connect with Derek Greer Ministries on social media to access Derek Greer's latest teachings and content. Follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Also, be sure to subscribe to Derek Greer's YouTube channel at Dr. Derek Greer VA and access his latest teachings and other content meant to power you through the week. While you're there, be sure to hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of Derek Greer's latest Power Pack content. Subscribe today and propel your spiritual life forward.
Have you ever thought that somehow God missed your prayers? Or maybe somehow you have missed out on receiving your blessings? If you have ever asked yourself these questions or felt this way, this is the book for you. And when God stops the lives of eight hidden figures in the Bible, what they did to get God's special attention is revealed. Dig in with Derek Greer as he examines the life of each figure and what they did to get God-sized results. If you want to propel your faith to a new level, this book is a must-read for you. Stay right there. Our announcer is coming with more information on how you can get a copy of When God Stops Today. And until next time, live big.
Question: how do you get God to stop for you and give special attention to your situation? What does it take to stand out in the crowd and get God-sized results? Find the answers to these questions and more in Derek Greer's latest book, When God Stops. This one-of-a-kind book highlights 8 hidden figures from the Bible who show us how to dream, think, and live the type of life that God not only notices, but one that He rewards. Not only that, but in this book, Derek Greer shares his personal journey like he never has before. Hear his testimony and go beyond what you see to get the real story behind Derek Greer's most life-changing moments with God. So jumpstart your faith today. Learn how to get God's special attention and see God-sized results in your life. Go to whengodstops.com today. That's whengodstops.com to find out more.
Derek Greer Ministries is certified by the ECFA. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Live Big with Derek Greer.